Time for Morning Conversation. And with me from Brick Street Theater, I have Linnea Fredrickson-Smith and Lydia Saxton. We got a lot to talk about. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
How we doing?
Great.
Yeah?
Busy week already, but yeah. A good one.
Let's start by talking about Brick Street Theater or BST Kids Summer Camp, which is this week.
Yeah, it's been going on for the last couple weeks. So we're in the third week of BST Kids, and we're doing The Legend of Sleepy Hollow with performances this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Friday at 7, Saturday at 2. Where can people see that?
At the Brick Street space on Highway 69, our new space. Admission is just $5, and it's about an hour-long performance, completely put together, produced by the kids with help from Lydia. And it's really cute. Only a little bit creepy. Don't let the title fool you. We had a couple people who are like, is it scary? It's not too scary.
Okay. Thanks for the heads up. Now, the second annual Brick Street Cup. Let's give a little recap about how things have been. You've done, what, two of them?
We've done two. Mm-hmm. We've done two. Monday night, the 26th, is our third stop. And
27th.
The 27th. Sorry. Can't read a calendar. is our third stop. And it's going really well. We've had a consistent group of people that have been following us around. And last year's winners are a really funny group of guys. They always show up in costume, which I think is appropriate for a theater-involved golf tournament.
Same costumes or different costumes?
They change it up every week. Last time they were motorcycle cops. Last year they were in kilts, they were in Hawaiian shirts, they were in dresses. They always match and they're always fabulous.
So if you want to see it, Monday, Gruis Recreation Center in Buffalo Center is the place to be. Now, there's two more after this, July 11th in Manly, August 15th, right here in Forest City. If people want to get involved, obviously, they still got time to throw something together.
Absolutely, yeah. If you, there's three more dates. The biggest one, obviously, will be our home one at Forest City in August. You can get signed up by talking to Tim Fredrickson, 641-590-0530, or reach out to us on Facebook or however. And it's always it's a really good time. And, of course, the Forest City Tournament is going to be big. There's going to be a silent auction and all the big spectacle of a big golf tournament.
Very good. We're with Lydia Saxton and Linnea Fredrickson-Smith to talk about all things Brick Street Theater. And, of course, your big summer production is Matilda the Musical.
Yes, yes. Big, big summer musical. We are back this summer with a really big musical. Lots and lots of children involved. We were at rehearsal late last night. And it was a good time. We're finally starting to get runs together of like the whole act one, the whole act two. It's really starting to come together.
Lydia, what's your role in Matilda?
I play Miss Honey. So I'm the teacher of all the school children, and particularly Matilda. I'm Matilda's teacher.
Yeah.
So.
Do you do any crooning? Any singing?
Oh, I do lots of singing.
Okay. July 17th, 18th, 23rd, 24th, excuse me, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, all coming up, in about a month's time?
Less than a month. We're less than a month away. Yeah. Feeling the crunch a little bit, but also really confident about this group that we have. We have 9 really stellar little children. Between the ages of 8 and 12. And then a really great group of teens and young adults. And then also some really great adults playing roles as well. So, and I want to give a shout out to Lydia. This is her first lead role with Brick Street, but she's been involved since the beginning. She was in the ensemble of Carousel way back in 2015, and she's kind of been working her way up. 3 years ago, she was Liesl in Sound of Music, so anybody who saw that will remember her fantastic take in Sound of Music.
Lydia, how's it feel to make the jump?
Oh my goodness, it's amazing. I absolutely adore this role. And when I came into audition, I told Linnea, I was like, I want this. I need this deep in my soul. And it has just been such a joy for me to be able to like bring that character to life. And it's a story that I've loved since I was a kid. So that's just been an incredible experience.
Now, were you bitten with the acting bug younger, or was this later in life?
I think I've always kind of been a music theater nerd. I took voice lessons from my mom when I was a kid, but didn't really know musicals were a thing until middle school. And then ever since that, it's just been like nonstop musicals all the time, and I love it. So.
And Linnea, directing all these folks, how are you feeling about that?
Good. I will say it feels a little different this year. I think that we live obviously in a different world post COVID, or you know, coming out of COVID. Things feel a little different, but not bad, just different. And also, of course, this show has the most children that I've ever worked with in a main stage show, which brings all sorts of fun new challenges. Having a 10-year-old as your lead character is a big thing. And I tell people the role of Matilda is as big as like the role of Dolly in Hello Dolly. It's asking a 10-year-old to carry a show. That's huge.
See how it turns out. July 17th, 2 p.m. July 18th at 7 p.m. The 22nd and 23rd at 7. July 24th, 2 p.m. All performances at the Bowman Fine Arts Center. For tickets, where do we go?
BrickStreetTheater.org.
Wonderful. Anything else? Just a busy, it's going to fly by.
Yeah, I can't believe it's already...
Late June,
and... I'm excited because I'm like, oh, I can't wait for the show to open, but also like, oh, we only have 4 weeks of rehearsals left.
Spoken like a true director.
Exactly.
All right. Guys, thank you. For Linnea Fredrickson-Smith and Lydia Saxton, I'm Mark Scar. This is KW Morning Conversation.